And now it's time for Home on Long Island with Sal Farrow and Holly Levis on 1100 WHLI.
You're listening to 1100 WHLI, playing the hits of a lifetime, the biggest hits from the biggest stars. And we welcome you to our brand new show. If you want to talk about greatest hits, Sal, it is a pleasure to see you. Welcome to Home on Long Island.
Oh, Holly, it's great to be here. Great to be with you.
This is our brand new show about your home and how to enhance your lifestyle living on Long Island. Sal, we're going to be discussing everything from home improvement tips to design suggestions.
Anything that has to do with the home. All about the home, that's where our passion is going to be for the show.
And which is so great because everybody wants to feel better in their space. You know, there's no place like home.
That's like today's topic. Be cozy in your home.
Home on Long Island every Saturday morning on 1100 WHLI. I'm Holly Levis with my co-host, Sal Farrow. Sal, it's so great to be doing this with you.
Oh, this is great, Holly. I'm excited about it.
And Sal is president, CEO of Allure Home Improvements. You've probably seen Sal over the years on ABC TV's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. You guys have had some phenomenal segments. I love seeing you do that show.
It's been amazing. You know, we've done seven episodes, and it's been from one place of the United States down New Orleans, right up back here to our backyard in St. James.
I love that. I love that. And recently, you guys were voted Remodeler of the Year by
Professional Remodelers Magazine, and just been a huge privilege to win something like that, because that's a national award.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. And you're from right here on Long Island.
Yeah, this is our place. Long Island's our backyard.
That's great. Now, this show is going to really answer a lot of questions for a lot of people about, you know, how they can fix up their home and be more comfortable, be warmer in this frigid weather, and do it on a budget.
Save money.
Going to save money.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to try each and every week to bring something out there that's about the home, that's whether we're going to help people save money, whether we're going to teach them, how to use, better materials, how to, change the curb appeal of your home in quick, easy, inexpensive ways. It's all about making them enjoy their homes on Long Island, and that's why the name, Home on Long Island.
We love that. You can always log on to our website, whli.com or allure.com.
Yeah.
That's allure.com. And go right to our homepage and you'll get all the information you can need. There'll also be a place for you to email us any questions or suggestions that you have for our weekly show, Home on Long Island on WHLI. So, Sal, I know everybody wants to know how you got started. Everybody has seen Allure Home Improvements all over Long Island, all over the tri-state area. And you started this business by yourself like 20-something years ago.
Well, actually, you know what? I've been in this business over 20-something years, since I was a little boy of five. Actually, no, a little older than five.
Was your father in the construction industry?
Actually, no. My brothers were in the construction industry. My brother-in-law was. And I actually came to work for Allure back in the day. And we're a small paint company. And together with my partners, Carl and Bob, we turned it into one of the largest remodeling companies in the country. And the three of us are the owners today.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, we're very proud of what we've done with the company, because we've taken, we took a nice, small, well-known painting company and turned it into this remodeling company that's known nationally.
Mm-hmm.
What I bring to the table is I've got, over 20 years experience, doing the construction, knowledge of construction, a huge passion for the home. And there's a tremendous excitement about learning new things and helping educate people about new things in our industry. We've got a great industry that we're in. And, I take pride in the fact that we're one of the most professional companies in this industry, one of the most well-known companies. And I think it's an obligation to kind of go out there and help educate people and bring that professionalism out there. So, I think that with this show, we'll do so much of that. We'll get some great topics we can talk about. And obviously, Holly, with you there, the show can't be, it's going to be great.
Oh, thanks, Sal. Yeah, it's always fun to play on the radio,
So let me ask you, Holly, what's your background?
Well, I love to remodel, Sal.
There you go.
Yep, tight ends and remodeling. I know you're a big football fan.
Yes, I am.
And we'll talk about the Jets in just a little bit. But as you may or may not know, I've been on the air in New York and Long Island over the years. And we connected because I love doing stuff around my house. I love designing on a dime. And used to love watching HGTV, and we're very upset that the plug got pulled on that this past week. It's just unbelievable.
And the Cooking Channel.
So hopefully it's just politics, but we'll we'll bring that back because that is definitely one of my favorite shows. But I think the reason that people are so interested now, because they have been becoming more educated with media involvement in some of these great home improvement shows, and you've been involved in so many of them, including ABC's Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah, no, we've been fortunate enough to be in a number of different shows, radio shows. We've been involved with the DIY channel, some HGTV stuff, and the biggest Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which has been a huge hit for ABC and a huge hit not only in audiences, but the content has been so wonderful because it's, you know, from age 2 years old to 92 years old. Everybody can watch it and get a good feeling when they walk away from it.
Yeah, yeah, it's really accessible. You always pick up ideas. And that's what we hope you guys will do by listening to us on WHLI, Home on Long Island. It's our brand new Saturday morning talk show with Sal Farrow of Allure Home Improvements.
You know, I'm excited that that we're doing the show. And I remember you and I coming together and we thought about this. And, you know, we know my background is construction. My background is home remodeling. My background is all about the house. And I love the fact that, you know, your energy and your excitement about the house, I just think it was a perfect match, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm just like Joe homeowner, you know? My house is various
we'll call you
parts of it.
Josephine homeowner.
There you go. But various parts of my house, like everybody else's, needs attention, needs to be fixed up, and most of us can't do everything at once. And I think a lot of people right now are thinking about the weather is creating like wind drafts throughout the house. Like I know I have a beach house. I stand in front of my front door and I can literally feel the wind
coming right through.
So we'll put towels around it and stuff. But I know you're going to share with us today some really great energy saving tips and ways that you can fix up your house, make it more cozy, more comfortable.
Yeah. Make the house more cozy and save money at the same time. I think that's a great goal. And I think today we're going to outline some easy ways for people to do it. And we'll really get into, you know, specifics on people's homes and some general stuff as well.
And you're going to tell us where to start. I mean, if you're sick, you go to the doctor, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I cannot talk about the Jets and Giants before we do anything. A couple hours, the Jets are going on and they're going to their first playoff game in who knows how long up against Cincinnati. And, you know, last week they just tore them apart.
Incredible. Incredible.
While the Giants did nothing.
I know you were crying about the Giants,
But now it's all about New York Jets, so let's go, Jets. We're proud of the New York Jets, and all you Jet fans out there, let's go. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yeah. And coming up in just moments on WHLI 1100, we're going to talk about what you can do to figure out exactly what your home needs now. Maybe a home energy assessment on Home on Long Island on WHLI with Sal Farrow, President and CEO of Allure Home Improvements, and me, Holly Levis, back in a moment.
Home on Long Island. Home on Long Island.
Hey guys, you're listening to 1100 WHLI, playing the hits of a lifetime, the biggest hits from the biggest stars, and this morning, our brand new show, Home on Long Island, with Sal Farrow, President and CEO of Allure Home Improvements, and me, Holly Levis, and we're trying to get a little warmer, a little more comfortable in our houses this winter. It's been so cold, so drafty. Sal, where do we start, really?
You know, Holly, it's a great question. What do you start when you're not feeling great? When your body has aches and you're sitting down, you're not feeling awesome, you want to feel better, you go to a doctor.
That's right.
And what does a doctor do? Gives you an examination. He looks you over. He checks out and sees what's wrong with you. Looks down your throat. Looks in your ears. Same thing with the house.
Take your temperature.
Yeah, especially right now.
Yeah.
First thing you do, you got to get a home energy assessment.
What exactly is that?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. I get an expert that can tell us.
Oh.
Today we have with us an expert from Allure, Hubie Van Meers, who is a BPI certified home energy expert. So welcome to the show, Hubie.
Thanks so much for asking me on. Glad to be here.
And Hubie, can you just tell us what BPI means, since you're BPI certified? Sounds very important.
It stands for Building Performance Institute, and that's a national organization that sets the standards for testing of homes for energy. And how do you take care of any problems that you may find?
That's great, because I think a lot of people are unaware of that there is actually a standard to kind of ascertain that about your house?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few things people may not know about their homes. And it's interesting, when I do conduct these energy assessments or energy audits, the whole time I'm in the house, I'm trying to educate the homeowner. And it's just, I'm happy as can be to have an opportunity to maybe educate a whole lot of people all at once.
Yeah, you know, it's a great platform, because right now, more than ever, you know, people are concerned about living more comfortably, saving money in their homes, so on and so forth. But a second ago, you mentioned home energy assessment. I've mentioned it. Holly's mentioned it. Why don't you kind of give us a little, you know, description of what a home energy assessment is?
The short and sweet is that we take the latest scientific equipment to test the home and see how it works as a building to hold in the heat and the cold in the summertime that you produce. So homes are very, very different one from another, and each one needs to be tested individually to find out, is it efficient from an energy standpoint or is it not? Many people know their house is not efficient, but they really don't know where to begin fixing it, and that's where an assessment starts. So we use lots of different equipment. We do things like blower door tests, and we have infrared cameras that we use, and we can go around and check each part of the house and show you where the weaknesses are and what can be done to improve that.
Can you use the infrared camera on the outside of the home and kind of see what you're losing in terms of energy?
The infrared camera can be used in a lot of different ways. Actually, one of the most effective ways of using it is in conjunction with a blower door test, something that not too many people are familiar with.
Yeah.
Just the infrared camera itself may not give you all the information you need, and you have to be trained in the use of the camera, because you can read what's on that camera wrong, and you have
like
to be careful.
Like you said, Sal, it's like going to the doctor and which doctor you go to, right?
Who's the best?
Yeah, that's very interesting, because I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
So that's a great tool.
Hubie, how long does this whole assessment take?
Obviously, depends on the size of the house, but somewhere between 1 and 3 hours for most of the homes here on Long Island. Some of the variables that may change are the type of heat source, you know, what fuel you're using. Is it oil or gas or electric? But typically around 2 hours is a good time frame.
Really?
And do you get a computer printout afterwards, or
Absolutely. Like
an engineer's report that some of us are more accustomed to? When you're buying your house, you get an engineer's report. This is sort of the same thing, right?
Yeah, the full report that produces afterwards is going to list all the findings of the audit. And the bottom line is that it's going to show you what the estimated fuel savings will be if you do A, B, and C, the different recommendations that we'll have as part of the report.
That's great. A home energy assessment.
Oh, yeah. Every home needs one, don't they, Hubie?
Absolutely.
But let me ask you. You do the assessment. You take a couple hours in the house. You've got all this great equipment. I'm sure the homeowners are very impressed. They look in and say, this is really good stuff. What do you typically find? What do you see most of the time on these homes on Long Island?
Well, what we find most of the time is that they have insulation that was installed 30 years ago and nothing since then.
Mm.
And that was a great amount of insulation when home heating oil was 29 cents a gallon. It's not the case anymore.
Yeah, I'll say.
I don't think I was born when it was 29 cents a gallon.
I'm a bit older than you, Sal. But so one of the first things that we really see is it's very, very rare for me to come into a house that doesn't need more insulation in the attic.
Really?
That's number one, yeah.
Okay, once again, you're listening to 1100 WHLI with me, Holly Levis, and Sal Farrow, CEO, President of Allure Home Improvements. And in the studio today, we're so happy to have Hubie Van Meurs. He is a home performance division expert. I mean, you have all the ins and outs of keeping your home efficient and really comfortable in these cold winter months, Hubie.
Yeah, we have quite a few answers.
You know, I always like to know, what can I do in my home that I can deduct from my taxes? I mean, it's getting to be that time. You've got to set up the appointment with the accountant. What can you write off this year, bottom line?
Well, it's not so much a write-off, but actually you can get a little piece of that stimulus money, because part of the stimulus package is a tax credit that's dollar for dollar for anything you spend to make your home more energy efficient, whether it be insulation or air sealing, and the contractor who would do the work will provide you with what the cost of the materials were, because that's the tax credit. 30% of that material cost will come back to you in your taxes.
Oh, that's great. That's so important.
Well, they're working on another program now. Remember Cash for Clunkers?
Yes.
Well, they've got Cash for Caulkers, am I right? They've got the, you know.
Yeah, that's a program, and Cash for Caulkers. That's what it was termed, and they're working on that right now. It's not part of any current bill, but there are two competing programs out there in the House that the administration is looking at.
That's great, Cash for Caulkers.
Yeah, I think they need to change the name, but I think it's great because this particular program, they're looking at finding a way to help finance these projects through the energy savings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key because a lot of people out there don't have the kind of money to lay out for some of these things, but they need to make their homes more energy efficient. They need to do things now to live better, live more comfortable, and save money. If the government can support them by fronting the money in forms of a rebate. The rebate would go to the contractor. Contractor like Alua would be one of the companies that were allowed to do this work. We'd accept the rebate. We'd wait for the rebate because it would take a little while to get there. And the homeowner would pay back, in addition to the rebate, any financing with the savings.
Mm.
And, you know, it's in development right now, but they're close. There is a program right now in Babylon that's similar to this. Am I right, Hubie?
Yes, actually, Babylon will probably be very close to a model for what the federal government's going to look at. And interestingly enough, Sal, you mentioned that those programs are out there and they're being worked on. One of the things that they already defined is that the companies who are going to be able to do this have to be BPI certified. So it kind of ties back to what we talked about earlier.
And we are.
Yeah, and we are.
And once again, tell us what that means, because I've
building,
already forgotten.
That's Building Performance Institute, and it really is just an assurance that the contractor who's in your home really knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, insulation is often installed incorrectly in the wrong places, and it's not doing any good, and you want to make sure you stay away from that. Going back, you mentioned the Long Island Green Homes Program. That's one program that provides incentives for, you know, homeowners to make improvements.
And
there are
just
others available.
That's just in Babylon?
That one is just in Babylon, yes. Other towns are looking at adopting something similar, and, you know, I hope they do. But there are also incentives available from utilities, and like we just mentioned, the federal tax credit's a big one.
Yeah. And for more information, go to allure.com because everything will be posted as to where you can get this information. Very important, especially this winter.
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting and good for Steve Ballone, the supervisor of Town of Babylon. It is true. The government is looking at this program and saying, you know, this is a great model.
Yeah.
And I know Senator Schumer was recently on a news conference talking about his support of Cash for Caucus. And Steve Ballone and Babylon has been really paving the way for other towns on Long Island, and I think that's great. We should be proud of what we're doing here on Long Island.
So, okay, suppose you have a very, very limited budget, like a lot of us do, especially after Christmas. What can we do right now, today, to make our houses a little more efficient? Yubi?
Okay, well, one of the first things I already mentioned insulation. That may be more than you're talking about as far as, you know, limited budget, but it's not that expensive to do. But probably the most important thing to do, actually, is caulking. I mentioned cash for caulkers, and there's a reason for that terminology, because one of the biggest things that, you know, helps a house lose energy is it's leaky. So look around your windows. Look around the doors. See if there's places where you can actually feel the air coming in.
So I go to the hardware store, I get a container of caulk with the caulking gun, and I go where I feel a draft coming in, I can actually go and put beads of caulking around the windows. Is that?
Yeah, around the window trim, inside and out. Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense to do it both places.
But, Hubie, let's look at this for a moment. Air sealing, key ingredient.
Right.
Insulation, key ingredient. Mm-hmm. Would you think the number one thing to do first is get an energy assessment so you know what's wrong?
Yeah, that is key. Before you're going to make large changes in how the house breathes, and that's a term that, you know, I'll probably use a few times today because houses are supposed to breathe. You want to make sure that it's not too tight because that can be a problem as well, a safety concern. So we want to make sure that you do it right. And to do it right, you have to know how your house is currently breathing. And you're not going to know that unless you have a blower door test, and that's part of an audit.
So the first thing we do, for a very inexpensive amount of money, is go in there, test the house. find out what's going on in your home, find out where you need things. You may caulk, and that's not the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Might be insulation, so on and so forth.
Right.
That's a great point to go.
So the home energy assessment is key. It's a great idea. What's it going to cost me, Joe homeowner, Josephine homeowner? What's it going to cost me?
Typically somewhere between $300 and $450. But the beauty is if you hire us to do the work or you hire the contractor, generally that amount is going to be credited back to you as part of the contract.
Great. So absolutely a very worthwhile investment for any homeowner to get the home energy assessment. And you're listening to WHLI 1100 AM. I'm Holly Levis with my co-host, Sal Farrow. Sal is president and CEO of Allure Home Improvements. And we're coming right back with more tips on how to be nice and toasty in your home. Right, Sal?
That's it.
Home on Long Island.
You're listening to 1100 WHLI on your AM dial, playing the hits of a lifetime, the biggest hits from the biggest stars. And now, every Saturday morning, we are here with Home on Long Island. I'm Holly Levis. Good morning. And Sal Farrow is my co-host, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. Sal, it's such a blast to be doing this show with you, no pun intended.
This is a great show, great time to do this show.
Yeah, and it does feel like an Arctic blast outside. And our very special guest today is UB Van Meurs. He is BPI certified. And UB, tell me again what this means. You're going to have to tell me like five times.
Building Performance Institute.
Which is really important. Mm-hmm. It gives a contractor the credentials to evaluate your home. And we've all already talked about how important it is to get a home energy assessment because you can find out exactly what your home needs. So, UB, what else can we do? You talked about re-insulating your attic.
Yeah, and that's always a biggie because most homes do not have sufficient insulation for today's energy costs. Mm-hmm. And as energy costs increase, you really do see increased payback from additional insulation because it just slows down that heat loss.
Sure.
And then before you actually add insulation, it's very important to do what's called air sealing. And this is something that is not that well known, but as we discussed very briefly, houses breathe. Mm-hmm. They have to breathe the right amount. You have to have a test done in order to see what it is. And then we can do air sealing in the attic. We go to plumbing bypasses and structural faults that may exist. Lots of people have soffits in their kitchen, and we hear complaints that their plates are cold.
Wow.
And there are structural reasons why that happens, and mm-hmm. that can be corrected.
You know, there's a statistic. Over 80% of the homes in the United States are under-insulated. Their attics
really?
Are under-insulated. And, you know, when homes were built back in the day, you know, they put 6 inches of insulation, 9 inches of insulation. Today, we're looking at 39 inches of insulation. I mean,
wow, really? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a big difference. And what they found is, you've got to put a hat on your head. And you need to make sure that the insulation in the attic is proper. The air sealing and years ago, you'd re-insulate an attic, and that would be it. But now, it's a step further. By adding the air sealing, it's a very inexpensive way to make the whole attic job much more effective. So it's as if, you know, you've made that investment in re-insulating your attic, you've made it even better by adding the air sealing, and you'll get your money back even quicker. I mean, Hubie, how many inches of insulation you put in the attic right now? That varies depending upon the product.
It varies upon what's in there already because we more often than not blow in right on top of what's over there. So we'll put in, 15 to 20 inches of insulation in many attics.
On top of what's already there.
On top of what's already there. And like I say, we do that air sealing first. And people get a great payback. The air sealing itself is actually less costly than the insulation and does almost as much good as the insulation. So it has a much better payback period.
And do you actually blow in the insulation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blown in insulation is much better than laying out additional bats. And that's what fiberglass that comes in a roll is called, because there are no gaps. You produce a really good blanket. It fills in all the little crevices. And it's those little gaps in the old existing insulation that really render much of it useless.
Mm-hmm.
And when you blow in with insulation on top of that, you really take care of those problems. And it makes a huge difference.
And is the insulation of choice still fiberglass?
Yeah, yeah. Fiberglass, cellulose is used, blown-in cellulose in certain applications, and it's going to depend on the specific house what we recommend, but more often than not, fiberglass.
Hubie, what role does venting? You know, years ago, the key was make sure your attic's vented properly. Mm-hmm. It will prolong the life of your roof if you don't have enough ventilation in your attic. And I know from my days with roofing that attic ventilation was key in addition to attic insulation. That if you can prevent the heat from the home coming into the attic, you can actually, in addition to making your home more comfortable, mm-hmm. prolong the life of your roof. Yeah. So talk a little bit about venting in that process.
Well, the venting needs actually haven't changed since, you know, when you learned and what you talked about.
Hey, I'm not that old.
The venting is important. You do want to make sure that you have good ventilation in the attic, and that's important from a moisture consideration. You don't want to trap any moisture in your attic space. So venting is one of the things that's looked at as part of an assessment, and we ensure that when insulation work is done, that it's done in such a way that you don't reduce the ventilation of the attic, because that has been a problem.
That's interesting, and I guess every house, again, is different, right? It depends on your situation.
Exactly, and that's why you need the audit. I mean, we talked earlier about, you know, if you're sick, you go to a doctor. Well, imagine if you walk into a doctor, you go into the room, and the first thing he does is jam a needle in your arm.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't look at anything
wrong
yet.
Wrong doctor.
Okay? Well, that's how a lot of insulation work happens.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about get the visit from the doctor, do the exam in the house. We talked about re-insulating the attic. We talked about air sealing in the attic in the home. Give us a fourth thing that we can do.
Well, there can be high-efficiency doors and windows that can be installed, especially if you have older ones. That may make a big difference for you as well. And that'll also have a direct impact in comfort. Because if you've got a nice big picture window in front of your favorite couch, and that's where you sit, and you feel that cold coming down on your back, well, maybe the only way to get rid of that is to get rid of that window.
Yeah, I have exactly that window in my house.
And you're living by the water.
And I live right by the beach. So okay. What exactly does five-star energy efficient mean when you buy a new window?
Well, energy efficient window, I can get all technical on you here and tell you that it's a U value of, you know, less than 0.3.
He gets technical, Holly, I'll kind of put it in layman's terms.
But okay, what it really means is that you're looking at least two panes of glass. It's probably filled with a gas in between there, and it may have low E coatings on the glass as well, all of which do different things but make the window more energy efficient.
But we do want the five-star energy rating,
Well, you want to see an energy star rating on the window. Yes, it should be an energy star window.
We can actually do a whole show on windows and doors, Holly.
I bet, and we will. I know you.
We will. But the fact is, high efficiency windows and doors. You know, double pane, thermal insulated glass, and there are all types of insulation. And there's all types of gases, krypton, argon gas. There's coatings, low E coatings that go on the glass that work with the elevation, the pitch of the sun to create a more comfortable interior during the summer so that the sun's rays and ultraviolet rays get bounced back outward. They don't fade your draperies and your furniture, and they don't allow the heat in.
Wow.
And the opposite works during the winter, allow some more of that heat come in. So there's a ton of great information we can give, but the fact is it's another area that high efficiency windows and doors can make a big impact. So you add the four together, we've got a much cozier home.
And plus, you're saving so much money on your monthly electric and gas bills.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to WHLI 1100 on your AM dial, and we have a phone call. We have a question about some more ways to make your house a little more toasty in the winter. Hello?
Hi, Holly.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike from Greenlawn.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Good.
You liking the brand new show so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Well, what's your question?
I have a ranch, and I recently had central air conditioning heating put in upstairs.
Okay.
You know, I've been hearing about insulating your attic, but I got all that equipment up there. How do you guys do it, and how does it work?
Well, it's a good question, and the unconditioned space, as you call it, and I'm really glad to hear you using the terminology I like to use, it's an important area. There are lots of things. If you have your heating and AC equipment up in the attic, that tells me you have ductwork. That ductwork needs to be checked to see if there's any leakage there. Very often there is, even in brand-new systems. Also, that ductwork is connected to the sheetrock, so there's often leakage around the ductwork through the sheetrock. So that's another area that needs to be checked out as well. But we want to make sure, again, as we mentioned earlier, that the attic is well vented. And you should have your system checked on a regular basis. Make sure that everything's still operating properly. And one of the things that we do, if you have a heating system in the attic, it's almost always going to be gas-fired. Part of an assessment would include checking all your gas line connections for leaks. So there's a little bit of a safety tip that you would get as well.
A big one, right? Yeah. You don't want a gas leak in your house.
No.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And so many houses, like we've said, are pretty old. You know, they're 50-plus years on Long Island. So that's something very important to consider.
Mike, I hope we answered your question. And if we didn't, you can visit Allure.com and even email us, and we get you some more, send you to the right spot or get you some more information on that. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You're listening to 1100 WHLI Home on Long Island, and we're taking your calls this morning. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Lisa. I'm calling from Merrick.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. And do you have a question for our energy expert, UB Van Muers?
Yes, I do. I do have a question. It's actually really, it's getting really cold. We just built a house, new windows, but for some reason there's a really bad draft around my windows in my daughter's room, and there's a, I could feel the air coming through, and I was just wondering if you guys had any suggestions on, how I could, prevent it.
Okay, sounds good. Yubi?
Okay, yeah. Obvious. One of the most obvious things, actually, it may seem like it doesn't need to be said, but it does. Check to make sure that the windows are properly latched. You'd be surprised by how many people actually don't have their windows latched after they close them. The other is that maybe you need some caulking around the trim, both inside and out. I would take a look at that.
Okay. Now, would I just get the caulk and just buy that, go to the hardware store and just ask for caulk?
Well, you could call Allure, Lisa. And,
I will, because it's cold.
No, you know what? That's exactly it. And you're the hardware store, and you could pick up a tube of caulk and put in caulking gun, just go on the outside of the molding up against the wall and the inside of the molding up against the window. And those are, wherever there's a join, wherever there's two things coming together. And Yubi, what else do you?
Just don't caulk on the outside underneath the window on the bottom.
No,
that
that's where
you
want
to keep open.
Yes.
Okay. In case water gets in there, it's got
to
be able to find its way out again. But otherwise, the sides and the top of the window outside and inside all around.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling, Lisa.
All right.
Thanks for listening to our brand new show.
Thank you, Lisa. So, Yubi, I keep hearing Holly refer to you as an energy expert, and as I listen and I listen more, and obviously I do, I'm aware of this, you're actually more of a home performance expert because it goes beyond just, energy remediation. It goes into, different ways to, number one, live in a more comfortable way, a safer way, use more green initiatives in your home and so on and so forth. So maybe another show we can get you on and talk more about that stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. And there's also a whole safety aspect to this, too, that we pay a lot of attention to when we're in the home.
Well, I want to tell you I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
UB Van Muers of Allure Home Improvements, thank you so much for coming on our very first show here today.
You're quite welcome.
Home on Long Island. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
For me, too. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to 1100 WHLI.
Home on Long Island.
You're listening to WHLI 1100 AM. I'm Holly Levis, and we are back, our brand new show, Home on Long Island. My co-host, Sal Farrow, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvement. Sal, I got to say, I love the way you wear your headphones. They're like off to the side. I've never seen this before. Why is that?
Because I don't want to mess up my hair.
Very nice. Very nice.
Once I leave here, I'm going to have this big, headphone mark on the top of my head.
And I know.
Messes up the gel.
It's like hat hair, Yeah. So today we've been talking about ways to make your home a little more cozy, a little more comfortable, especially this winter. It has been brutally cold, especially the past couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been a tough winter so far.
It's been really cold.
And I hear we're going to get more.
Yeah, no end in sight, that's for sure. Let's just recap the best ways, the most inexpensive way to get an overall picture of what your house really needs.
Well, I mean, like QB said, we outline four distinct areas that we can go in there and, you know, make a difference right away. Number one, get the checkup. Go to the doctor, get yourself checked out, have the home performance assessment of the house. When QB comes in or a home energy expert comes in, BPI certified, comes into the home, reviews your home, tells you exactly what's wrong and what needs to be done. And then you can make a decision of what to do and when to do. And the best part is it gives you the actual savings that you'll have in doing these kind of this remediation.
So there's really no cost involved because you pay a little bit to get the assessment, but you're saving so much on your energy costs that in the long run, it's just a great, great saving.
Yeah.
And Sal, you mentioned something again that deserves to be touched on. Make sure that the contractor is certified, BPI certified, because it's like going to a specialist, like a physician. You want to make sure you're getting the right information.
Exactly. They get the right training and is so much involved with sealing the home, insulating your home properly. You can over-insulate and cause more problems than you think you're saving.
So you really need an expert.
Yeah. The other item that we talked about was re-insulating the attic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure the top of your home is sealed properly with the right amount of insulation. In doing so, making sure ventilation is correct and that it's all been taken into consideration. The third area we talked about was air sealing. Air sealing in the attic, which would make the attic insulation even more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth area was making sure that you had energy efficient windows and doors. You can do all this great work, sealing your home, putting attic insulation in, you know, having your furnace and everything, you know, updated.
Tuned up. Just that yearly tune-up is important.
And that's very important. But if your windows and doors are leaking and they're not good and they're not energy efficient, they're going to be another cause for problems.
Oil's going right out the window, baby. out the window.
It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, well, it's true, right? It's like your money's going right outside. So if you need any more information on any of these topics, we invite you to go to allure.com. That's A-L-U-R-E.com or W-H-L-I.com. And plus, we've got you know, areas for you to ask questions, and we can go back and talk about more of these things. And you know, Sal, there's something else I just want you to touch on quick. What are the other ways that you can save money on energy? Just things that we often overlook, everyday living kinds of stuff.
You know, there's a lot of little things that you can do. You can do quickly, and they don't cost a lot of money, and you don't need a BPI-certified technician to come into your house to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one of them. Each year, get your heating equipment and air conditioning equipment tuned up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. It's like a car. If your car isn't running on all eight cylinders and you've got something wrong, you're going to use more gas, the car's going to be inefficient, and it's going to tend to break down. Same thing with your heating and air conditioning equipment. So get your yearly tune-up. Make sure you get it serviced by a professional. Number two, change your light bulbs in your house. We've got regular light bulbs in your house. Change them to CFLs. Compact.
What does that mean?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I know. Me and letters, you know.
Compact fluorescent light bulbs. They use 25% of the energy of a standard light bulb. Big difference.
That's a huge difference.
If you change 10 light bulbs, you couldn't imagine the savings you make. And the light bulbs, they last forever. They're just great light bulbs. They give it a nice light. They last a long time. And they use 25% of the energy of an incandescent bulb.
That's really amazing. And the light is the same. It's just as good. It's just as
good light. It's good light. It's, you know, it's fluorescent light that you use all the time. It's just more energy efficient and healthier.
So you would ask for a CFI light bulb?
No. CFL. Not CFL. CSI. That's a, you know.
That's a TV show.
That's a whole TV show. Crime scene. No, this is a CFLs.
CFLs.
Compact fluorescent light bulbs. You get them at, you know, any of the hardware stores.
Great.
Another great area is, you know, using Energy Star appliances in your home.
Okay.
Now, that may cost a little bit of an investment,
yes,
but it's an investment that comes back very quickly. Refrigerators, dishwashers, washing machine, dryer, big energy users. Energy efficient products will have the Energy Star rating on it. And that's a great way to save money and, you know, actually, you know, say not only save money, but have more efficient appliances in the home.
And is it related to the amount of stars? Like, are higher star ratings better?
They'll have different ratings on it. Okay, but Energy Star is it's an overall rating that the government will put on these products that they meet or exceed these standards that have been created for energy, you know, energy savings.
And most new products today have the optimum energy saving on them, don't you think?
Yes.
Like if you're going to buy a dishwasher or you need a new fridge.
There's no doubt. You'll see a huge difference between what you have today, what you had yesterday and what you can buy today.
And again, pays for itself in time, and you get a tax credit. right? You can write stuff off?
Yep, certain things you can get a tax credit with. And you know what? I know Hubie spoke about the tax credit earlier. There's more information on our website about the tax credit.
Allure.com.
Allure.com, and you can go to certain government websites to see the same. Because that tax credit's out there to be used, and you know that stimulus money's there for a reason.
And don't forget, when you go to see your accountant in the coming weeks or months, you know, make sure you let him know or her know that you did buy a new appliance, because it's something that I know sometimes my accountant I love, but overlooks stuff like that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Another area is, you know, when you shave or brush your teeth. Shut the water off. We all sit in front of the mirror. We're brushing our teeth. We're shaving. The water's going. Boom. And the money's going out the window.
That's right.
Use a programmable thermostat so that the heat goes
good
up
idea.
And down.
Yes.
When you're not in a house, you don't need to heat your house.
Or when you're sleeping at night, put the heat down to 60 because you're under the covers.
And you can do that all in a program. And the last thing that I tell everybody, you want to save money? The biggest energy-saving device in your home is called the switch. When you're not in the room, shut off the switch. And my kids leave that TV on, and I got to run in there and shut the TV all the time. The light switch, the TV switch, use it. Shut
That's
it
right.
when you're not using it.
You know, growing up, my dad used to follow us around the house. Every time we'd walk out of a room, he would shut the lights out.
That's me.
It was so annoying because you'd be like leaving the room for 30 seconds, and he'd be right behind you shutting the lights out, that depression mentality. But you know what? You're so right. It really pays. It's so important.
We can use some of that depression mentality today when it comes to energy savings. And you know what? These kids, you know, this is their future. And I'm trying to teach my kids the same thing. Shut the light switch. Shut the TV. It'll make a big difference.
Great. Sal Farrow, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements here on Long Island and around the tri-state area. And you guys are really one of the biggest home improvement companies in the country, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we service the whole tri-state.
Don't be shy, Sal.
We service the whole tri-state, and you know, but Long Island's our home. Long Island's our backyard. It's where we do 80-something% of our business. And you know, we're very grateful for the community that we work in, and we want to continue to give back to the community. And it's one of the reasons why we're doing this radio show is to give everybody an opportunity to hear some great stuff about improving their life on Long Island.
And in the coming weeks, we really look forward to talking with you and picking your brain, so to speak.
You want to hear next week's topic?
Yeah. What's going to happen on Home on Long Island next Saturday morning?
Next Saturday morning, we're going to talk about adding living space to your home.
Mm.
What's the best way? What are some of the options in adding living space? And that's a very important topic now because people are struggling selling their homes. They're
that's
sticking
right.
around. They need more space. How do you go about getting it, and where do you get it?
That's great. We really look forward to that. Feel free to shoot us an email or give us a call with all of your suggestions for our brand new show, Home on Long Island, every Saturday morning with me, Holly Levis, and Sal Farrow of Allure Home Improvement. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. On WHLI, playing the hits of a lifetime, the biggest hits from the biggest stars on 1100 AM, WHLI.
Home on Long Island.